This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Heads up, because we've got a guest in the studio. Rachel Cook is the LBQ Women's Health Project Lead from VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council, and was you would know her previously in a role as editor of MCV. Rachel, welcome to Joy 94.9 again.
It's lovely to be back, and what tantalising conversation has been happening.
Oh, yes.
Let's cover off on a few things before we get to your business at hand. Mm-hmm. You would have been listening because you've been in the green room for about 4 hours.
She's just borrowing the Wi-Fi.
Free lollies.
Yeah. The baby water. Yeah.
That's your water, isn't it?
No, that's the cost-cutting water.
I thought it was VAC water.
Actually, I've noticed it has got our label on it.
Yeah, I think it's past due, so they give it to Joy. but you would have heard my call out to our listeners.
Yep.
I am going to a quite important karaoke night on Friday, mm-hmm. and I'm looking for advice not only on track selection but on etiquette. What's your go-to karaoke performance?
Shout Tears for Fears.
Oh, yeah. Let it all out.
Yeah, let it all out. And I do. And I think the key to karaoke is really going for it. And what I try to do is use a particularly passionate voice.
Comically passionate?
Because
you don't want to go in there using your good voice, your good singing voice, your choir voice.
I don't know. If you've got a good voice, you really need to run with it.
I reckon hold it back a bit.
I have a friend whose go-to song is Hotel California,
oh, yeah?
and she does it in a very Nina Hagen style, and it's sensational.
Right.
Yeah.
Hotel California I could do.
Mm. So, yeah, there should be karaoke for air guitar, because I'd excel at that, I reckon.
There is, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an air guitar world championships, mate.
I need to get out more.
Google that.
That's championships. I'm not that high up in the system.
You know who's loving this is Sally Rugg, who's on hold, but we'll leave her there. She's going, come on, put me on. No, we are going to be speaking with Sally Rugg shortly, but that it's because, will you tell us what you're here to talk about? Because there's a big conference coming up and we're all very excited.
Yeah, it's the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference. But what I would like to say firstly is I think people hear the word health conference and they think doesn't sound too exciting. But this particular health conference, I think, is particularly exciting. I think there's something for everyone, incredibly diverse. I think you'd call it an event.
Call it the Chicken Nuggets Conference then, if you don't think health sounds that interesting.
Yeah, see, I was more going along the lines of embarrassing bodies.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not that,
well,
is it?
No, it's certainly not that. And we won't be changing the name to
stand
that.
Up.
but it really is becoming quite the extraordinary event. And I think that even if you have zero interest in anything to do with health or well-being, you will find something in this program.
Let's get the dates out of the way.
July 12 and 13.
Oh, it's coming up very quickly.
In Melbourne. So this conference is basically, it's in the fourth year. It's a partnership between VAC and ACON. It's all about LGBTIQ, women's health, well-being, different issues.
What's
everything.
ACON stand for?
Well, see, ACON used to be AIDS Council of New South Wales, but actually they're just known as ACON now because they actually do a whole bunch of diverse health issues, as does VAC these days.
Health is a broad term, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's becoming broader and broader. So, like, for instance, in this program, you know, we're covering racism in our communities. We're covering sex work. We're covering sex education. We're covering lots of political stuff and also lots of just pretty mainstream issues as well, such as cancer.
Mental health?
And mental health.
Yes, okay.
And we've got some fabulous keynote speakers, which is what we're announcing exclusively on Joy today.
Didn't know it was an exclusive.
Oh, it is.
World exclusive,
mate.
It's a world exclusive.
Sound effects.
Hang on.
Nice.
Sorry, I should have saved that for after the announcement. You list all 12 and I'll do that for our beverage.
Every time.
Do you want to tell us who's keynoting?
So first up, we've got Gerald Rector, who is the CEO of Vic Health, and also she's actually a World Health Organization advisor. journal's a lot of things. So if you ever want to feel, get particularly inspired or feel like perhaps you're not doing much in the world, look up Gerald's bio on Vic Health. It's just, it goes for about three pages and she does absolutely everything. And is also a board member of the Western Bulldogs Football Club.
Get out.
Wow. Alison Thorne, who a lot of our listeners would know, has been someone who's been integral to our community for decades now. And I love that Alison does refer to herself as a lifelong LGBTIQ liberationist. Alison has been also integral in informing organisations such as VAC, for instance. Naomi Fontanes, who is a feminist and long-time advocate of the Filipino transgender community. Myself and a colleague saw Naomi speak at the Better Together conference earlier this year, and it was just astounding to hear someone speak so eloquently and passionately and also entertainingly at the same time about issues facing trans women. And so we actually just approached her on the spot and said, would you like to come to our conference? And luckily she accepted. And we also have Roja Meady, who is the senior human rights campaigner at GetUp, as well as a writer and editor. Roja is someone who, if you haven't heard of her already, you'll be absolutely hearing from her over lots of different issues in the coming years. Absolutely fantastic advocate and activist. And last but certainly not least is Sally Rugg, who a lot of our listeners would know, who was... Well, I'll let you do the introduction, yeah,
shall I just keep going?
No, carry on. I love it.
Just keep going. Who was the former campaign director at GetUp, where she worked at the forefront of the marriage equality campaign and is currently the executive director of change.org.
And we have a live on the line from Sydney, Australia, ladies and gentlemen, Sally Rugg. Oh, look, there's clapping.
Oh, my God, what a crowded studio.
No, we're talking health conference, Sally, but I'm not sure if you're aware, and I do have to ask everybody that enters the studio today, what is your go-to karaoke track?
Oh, okay. Mine's pretty niche. Have you seen the film Mulan?
Rouge or Mulan?
No, Mulan. It's like a Disney cartoon.
No.
Okay, well, you've got some weekend viewing ahead of you. There's a song in Mulan called I'll Make a Man Out of You, and it's the best karaoke song.
You just got the thumbs up from Rachel, our producer, in the studio, so thank you for that.
She knows. She knows.
I'll look into Mulan, but I don't think I'll have it verbatim by tomorrow night. Anyway, Rachel was just introducing you, actually keynoting at the conference. I'll throw this question to you. We understood, so the conference used to be called maybe it's more for you, Rachel, I don't know. Just that issue of, it used to be an LBQ conference, yeah. And now we've added the whole acronym. What's that?
Well, that came, so this is the conference fourth year, and so in the three previous years, there was lots of feedback, and a lot of the feedback said that we needed to expand the acronym to be representative of all the women who were coming to the conference, but not just that, it was also representing what was already happening at the conference. So we've always had lots of trans representation, and so basically we just were listening to the people and saying, yes, well, of course, that's how it should be.
Yes, and we don't have to learn a whole other acronym now.
No.
That's hard.
Yeah.
So, Sally, what's your level of involvement in the conference, and what are you planning?
Well, first I'm going to get on stage and sing I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Right.
Can we do that as a duet? Is that a duet possibility?
That's my keynote speech.
I'm locking that in as we speak, Sally.
Great, thanks so much. So I'm going to be speaking to the conference about activism and campaigning and advocacy. Because, I mean, a lot of my work has been in more of like a policy arena, so stuff around, say, schools, obviously marriage equality, but all LGBTI justice and progress and activism is actually all really intertwined. And I think, you know, there's so much great work being done in the LGBTIQ women's health space, but there's still so much space for like improvement and for creating better access conditions for those communities. And I think a lot of like activism and campaigning can really be useful there.
Sally, what led you down the activism path? I mean, you're so active and you're so busy. Just looking at your CV is astounding. Probably twice your age. It just made me feel so lazy. Yeah, what led you down that path?
I mean, it's probably a combination of things. I think it's, like, the simple fact is that I feel like I have quite a strong sense of justice and injustice, which many people do, but I also just really hate being told what to do. So, like with marriage equality, for instance, like I don't want to get married, but like I will not have anybody tell me that I can't do something because I'm gay. So I think that's probably how I...
So is it a family thing? Like, do you think, you know, are you from a family who have a good social conscience?
Like, I, you know, grew up recycling. But, like, I don't come from a family of activists or anything, no. It's a funny question because my answer to that question is, like, I can't imagine not doing this work. It doesn't make sense to me, but I don't think that's, like, a particularly useful answer.
I think in a really odd way, Sally, I think that your generation, this marriage equality debate and the plebiscite we had to have and all of that stuff has actually been good in a way because it bred a whole new generation of activists. And I worry that this activism that has been stirred in this generation is going to dissipate if we don't follow up with what's the next big thing. Like, my generation had the AIDS epidemic and that got everybody active and up, and that's where your get up where you used to be was sort of that where it had its birthplace. But I worry that these activists, like, everybody got so excited and what happens now that we've got marriage equality? Like, what's the next campaign for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question because, like, sticking with LGBTI campaigning, like, the campaign landscape is such that so many different battles are being fought all at the same time, and, you know, it's not this one linear path where we do, okay, well, that's marriage equality, next step. Like, things are already happening all the time. But in terms of whether this generation are going to... have peaked too soon with the postal survey and then will become apathetic. Like, I mean, it's too soon to tell, really, but what I'm really excited about, for instance, is the fact that during the postal survey, we got 90,000 extra people on the electoral roll, for instance. Like, that is going to be a really exciting change at the next election. And we also have, like, close to 8 million people who voted yes in the survey who took what is actually, like, in campaigning, we would consider quite a high barrier action, like to tick a box, post a letter, remember to do it. Like, it's more than signing an online petition, for instance.
Which is interesting because all... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, they've taken this action and then they've seen how powerful they can... You know, they won the campaign. Like, they won the vote. So, you know, I'm optimistic and excited about how this sort of experience of grassroots power and collective action will...
It's exciting to have 90,000 new kids on the electoral roll, but if democracy worked the way it's supposed to, we wouldn't need change.org and organisations like it would be. I mean, we should be able to make effect change through the existing... What is the role of change.org in that process, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so platforms like change.org and GetUp, where I used to work, like, we exist because we believe that ordinary people should be able to participate, in the decisions that affect them outside of election cycles. So we do have elections, but we know that you're absolutely right. Like, our power systems in Australia are kind of broken. We have, like, huge corporations making political donations. We have factional secret deals that say that you can't bring in marriage equality without a postal vote. You know, there's all these different power systems at play. So digital organising of democracy is trying to rebalance that power.
Sally, the extra 90,000 on the electoral roll, is there figures on, you know, their age group and their demographic and that sort of thing?
There is. Like, I can't recite them off the top of my head, but they are largely young people.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think that's what I'd heard, and I think that's such a, you know, it's the sort of thing that could kind of put the Liberal Party in a difficult position at the next election, possibly, hopefully.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, look, I mean, I remember when the postal survey was announced, thinking just like, this is such an own goal for the government. And that's exactly right. You've got 90,000 people on the electoral roll who chances are like pretty pissed off that their mates' lives got subjected to a national vote.
Yeah, I can't imagine a lot of people enrolling to vote just to vote no. I'm sure that it was a yes vote, that 90,000. Rachel Cook, can I ask you regarding the conference, is it something that any old Joe can go to?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is open to absolutely anyone and everyone. And, you know, part of what we're doing now is just basically filling lots of registrations, but we do have capacity for a lot more. So we're really hoping that people come on board. As I said before, there's something for absolutely everyone. It's a great way to get our voices heard as women in this community. And it's a great way to actually meet in a way that's not, you know, in a bar or that sort of setting. It's like 300 plus LGBTIQ women in the one place, and it's also a fantastic social event as well. So, and it's also...
Are you spruiking dating opportunities here?
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
I seem to be.
Is it just healthy snacks? I'm worried because I go to food straight away. Is it just healthy snacks at the bar?
Well, no, I can't tell you exactly what the catering is. This hasn't been our focus just yet, Dee.
But I can imagine that's a ticking time bomb.
But I will tell you that there will be plenty of food at the conference.
Oh, you had me at 300 lesbians in one space for 3 days.
But yeah, as
what
I said,
could possibly go wrong?
Very reasonably priced. In fact, I think you can get in for as low as $25.
Okay, what's the website that we can go to have a look?
LBQ.
Oh, so you're just messing with acronyms now.
Well, we couldn't actually change. Yeah,
websites
the URL,
are nearly free. So, you know that you can.
Locked in forever.
But yeah, long story. lbq.org.au.
Can I ask Sally?
I love
one
it
more
that
question?
Rachel hated having to say that after that last conversation.
I want to ask Sally one more question.
Go on.
Sally, would you ever go into politics? Or are you happy in the space?
She is in politics.
I know, but you know.
After a fashion.
Yeah, I am in politics.
Yeah, but for a dominant party.
I think I've said too many nudes, to be honest.
Okay.
I think we all have, and I think...
I'm going to delete the Snapchat.
Can't delete all of it.
She's got a history.
The send nudes party.
I think someone like you is much better served out of the major parties anyway, so good on you.
Thank you. I think so too.
I think so. I think every time somebody like that has got into politics, it's gone to caca. Yeah, no, better off agitating and keep doing it, Sally Rugg. Thank you very much for joining us on Dan and Mason. Rachel Cook. Well done, you. Good luck with the conference.
Thank
and really,
you.
You know, pop your mind towards food because it is important at a health conference.
It's going to be a minefield at a queer conference, mate.
Sorry, what was that?
It's going to be a minefield at a queer conference.
Two words.
A lot of
two words for you.
Food, allergies and stuff.
Two words for you, Rachel.
No, that's already covered. Already covered.
Nobody say gluten because this thing's going to end. Two words for you, Rachel Cook. Carrot sticks. You're on Joy. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.